This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
If I was to ask you how many people in this country would describe the decision of the United States of America to become involved in the Second World War as a mistake, would your answer in a million years exceed a half a percent?
I think if I was on the generous side, I would have said 5%, mostly because I've learned that people sometimes like to mess with polling.
Fair. Fair. This is mind-blowing to me. According to a new poll conducted by The Economist and YouGov, a third of Americans think it was a mistake or they are uncertain if the United States should have been involved in World War II. Again, that includes 14% who think it was a mistake to fight against the Nazis and the Imperial Japanese. 14% say, nope, wrong thing, shouldn't have done that. This is proof that the American educational system is failing.
Oh, see, I don't think it's that, because I think that the World War II is definitely one of the things that's covered in school. There's a lot of stuff that's not. But what this scares me is that is there a growing number of people who believe that we really shouldn't care about anybody but ourselves? The isolationists, I mean, and the rise of, let's be honest, there's a segment that has been vocal that's, you know, the anti-Semitism, like nationalist type mentality. Is that who's voting here?
I don't think so. I really don't think so, because even if you were a modern day wannabe Nazi, Pearl Harbor had nothing to do, well, I say nothing. The Imperial Japanese and the attack on Pearl Harbor could not be waved off with, well, it was only those people. My fear is that what we're seeing is an emergence of people who don't understand why we went at all. Not that there's scumbags and knuckle draggers who think that it's okay to kill all the Jews. Not because you've got confused souls who think that Pearl Harbor was somehow an appropriate diplomatic behavior from Imperial Japan, but that there's people who don't know what that stuff is.
I guess I go back to the fact that I feel like World War II is definitely something that has been taught in the educational system. I mean, from when I was going to school through now with our students that are in varying grades now, I do know that there is a loud vocal group of Holocaust deniers, and maybe there is some carryover there or some crossover there in thinking that the United States shouldn't have been a part of it. But if nothing other than a completely like economical standpoint, World War II is what helped bring the United States back, right? So, I mean, I can't even say that isolationist or just take care of us, lock it down, it doesn't matter, it's on the other side of the world mentality works there either.
But that's the thing, is even if you were making an isolationist argument, you can't ignore the Japanese attack on our bases, yeah, you know, in Hawaii. Because the isolationist perspective would say we have a right to defend our homeland. We have a right to retaliate on a strike like that. My fear, and this may be unfounded, but I don't think that it is. And I've got another story that I'm going to point to here in a minute as kind of a backup to this theory. My fear is that woke culture has made it dangerous or even unacceptable to teach about the circumstances that led to America's involvement in World War II out of a fear of appearing culturally insensitive. We can't talk about the Imperial Japanese kamikaze fighters bombing Pearl Harbor because that will alienate the Asian students in the room. We can't talk about the Nazis' abuse and murder of Jews and gays and anybody who wasn't in step with the Third Reich, because that may be traumatizing for a Jewish student or a gay student or a German student to hear discussed openly.
So I was looking at the numbers, and it said that ages 18 to 20, 60% said it was right to fight. Ages 30 to 44, 49% agreed. So that's that older population when you compare the two, right? Because when I think of woke culture, I think of the younger 20s type thing, not necessarily 30s into mid 40s. Here's what I'm wondering. Are we past asking yes and no questions and expecting polling to be accurate? Because it could be that people understand that they needed to go and that that was part of the American purpose at the time, that there were reasons why we went to go and fight. But also recognize that lots of people died, that there was a great loss to the United States because of that. So that it's not so easy to just fall into yes or no. Because the poll also did include discussions about, you know, the war that's like never ending, right, in Afghanistan and then what happened in Iraq. So I wonder if there's more nuanced in there, more nuanced answers in there that a poll just can't account for.
That's not an unreasonable guess. And I like that you looked at the statistics regarding the respective ages of the respondents and how they answered. But I know that people have taken on this kind of assuming that woke culture is the youngsters, it's the millennials. But it's really the youngsters and the millennials kind of understood what woke was supposed to be and jumped off when it started getting commodified by the 24-hour infotainment networks in their respective ways. You know, on the one hand, you've got Tucker Carlson screaming and yelling that everybody's so woke, he can't brush his hair without getting yelled at for being racist. On the other end, you've got Rachel Maddow calling out every microaggression that's ever happened randomly on the street because you got to do something to fill 24 hours. I actually think that the toxification of the woke thing is the fault of the youngest of the boomers and the oldest of the Xers.
Just co-opting something and not understanding what it actually means and then ruining it for everybody? Go on.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Look, it happens all the time. It happens with music. It happens with storytelling. It happens with fashion. You know, anytime you see somebody walking around doing that grungy thing where they've got the Doc Martens, the ripped jeans, the old flannel, the mesh back trucker cap, the unkempt hair. Do you know what that is?
Hmm.
Well, everybody assumes, oh, well, it's grunge. It's the 90s. It's, yeah, it's Nirvana, right?
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, no, that's East Washington lesbian culture having been co-opted by urban kids.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Who didn't want to look like the guys that were chopping down trees and didn't want to acquiesce to the urban rayon shirt and wool trousered set. And so they co-opted this. Well, then what happened was Kurt Cobain and Pearl Jam got onto MTV, and all of a sudden every mall in America had Doc Martens and pre-stressed Levi's. There's something that says you're doing life wrong, and Pendleton flannel shirts. our society does that. Not just the United States, not just the 21st century. It's something that all societies do forever. And that commodification is the last step. First, there's this kind of adoption, this signaling, and then there's this co-opting, there's this broadening into fashionability, and then finally all the corporates get into it, and you end up with stuff like going on Twitter today to see every corporation in America posting a rainbow, never mind whether or not the guy running the Twitter accounts ever met a gay person or anybody on the board of directors has any idea what the Stonewall riots were. It's Pride, everybody. Make sure Wendy's gets something out there. Now, I think with woke culture, you've seen it happen on the 24-hour infotainment networks where it's the latest cultural outrage. It's the latest vernacular to make people think they're being, you know, oh, we're peeking behind the curtain again. We're peeking behind the curtain again. And the truth is that it's just the dumbing down of Americans through the commodification of news and culture. And I point to this, Sacramento. Rio Americano High School. A social science teacher has been placed on administrative leave because during a unit on World War II and propaganda, he displayed German flags going from the 19th century to the present day. That would include a certain flag from the 1940s, the swastika flag. So a teacher discussing the Nazis and World War II, specifically as it pertained to Germany, in that World War I, World War II era, displays the flags that are relevant in part to help talk about propaganda contributing to the Nazi menace, is suspended because somebody didn't like seeing that flag and didn't bother to learn the context.
Oh, I have a take on this, and I don't think it's the woke take, but I think I have a point. We'll come back and we'll talk about it coming up.
It's a new era in news talk, only on News Talk 580-1059 KMJ.
If you miss any part of the show, you can get the podcast. It's available at kmjnow.com. That's where you can also get the latest podcast from Borowski and Musan, Ray Appleton, This Hot Mess, Mark Levin, and others. Plus, we have some special ones that are put aside with the interview that we had last week with Congressman David Valadao, and we had Matthew Smart.
Yes.
Right. The brother of Kristen Smart about the creation of a new scholarship that's actually going to be announced at the end of the month, if I'm not mistaken, in honor of his sister. And, you know, fingers crossed there's some news about that story moving forward, as it's been 25 years since she disappeared from Cal Poly.
I know somebody involved with the investigation. There's going to be more news.
Okay. I was listening to the podcast over the weekend because we drove up to Sequoia Kings and got about 4.5 episodes in. It's really well done. And we don't listen to true crime. It was either going to be listening to music or Mr. Skip was going to listen to another sports podcast. And I said, let's try this one. And he was into it, too. It was really good. So it's good for road trips.
If Chris Lambert isn't given some sort of official commendation from the FBI, from the Slo County Sheriff, from the governor's office, or honestly from all three, there's no justice.
Oh yeah, but it is a very interesting story when you start to piece together, especially when we talk about, you know, what are the red flags, and does somebody give you that feeling of something's not right? Yeah, there's a whole lot of that in some of the interviews that are regarding the Flores father-son duo. So anyways, it's really good. But
highly recommended. Definitely subscribe. Your Own Backyard podcast. You can do it the same time you subscribe to the Afternoon Drive podcast from KMJ. Yeah.
So I wanted to push back on you real quick on this story. You said it's basically like super woke culture, because there's always this, who's more woke than everybody? A Sacramento teacher displayed a bunch of flags as part of a educational piece leading to World War II and how they got there. Now, there's multiple flags that kind of shows the different iterations. And apparently, according to reports, this has been up there for a while. This has been something that this teacher has used as part of teaching social English and social sciences, or studies, rather. Here's my question. Why this year? Why in 2021 is this being removed?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that people are trying to outwoke each other? Is it that he should have looked around at what we've been talking about with the recent issues going on in the Israel-Palestine ceasefire that just got signed?
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think that if you are having a serious conversation about the evolution of and the establishment of a Jewish nation state, that you would want to ignore the most horrifying and in the 20th century, possibly most significant catalyst to finally getting off that particular pot. Look, you're never going to hear Benjamin Netanyahu praise Nazi iconography. I can't think of anybody who would be a more strident defender of the need to discuss the existence of the Nazis and the circumstances that led to the Third Reich than somebody who cares about the people of Israel and cares about freedom and human decency, period.
Well, and so that's why I'm trying to understand, if this is a teacher who has done this for multiple years, what is it about this year that made it different? Now, it's obviously not illegal to put the flag up, although folks are saying that while images and symbols representative of hate may be used in textbooks and resource materials to prove historical context, displaying the flag with a swastika in such an egregious manner was unnecessary and created an unsafe environment for students. This is one of the individuals that was kind of leading the pack on it. Now, I've always heard the rumor that it's illegal to put up Nazi paraphernalia in Germany. So I Googled it. And even in Germany, you are allowed to use some of the symbols and, well, for historical context, right? For teaching and for civic education, countering anti-constitutional activities, arts and science, research and education, the coverage of historical and current events or similar purposes. Or sometimes they'll allow like television shows to use it, you know, like Inglourious Basterds. So what is it about 2021? Who is the most woke parent in the room that's all of a sudden mad? Were the students even mad? Or was it a parent?
Every bit of reading that I have done on the subject of, what is it, Rio something high school in Sacramento, Rio Americano. Everything I've read about this, as far as I can tell, there was one single student who raised the issue by way of a parent. One student. And in the process of dealing with what one might imagine for a sheltered child might be a shock, the administration at Rio Americano High School did not talk with the teacher and offer the teacher an opportunity to discuss and explain why the flags of the nation of Germany were on display in the classroom. Because keep in mind, this is not that a teacher had a swastika hanging on the wall absent context. There is every iteration of the German flag from like the middle 19th century to the contemporary German flag today. They put the teacher on administrative leave while they investigated this display that this teacher has been using in the classroom for years.
I guess my piece of this, where I understand that it's to show the different iterations of the flag, but I, going back to what we talked about with what kids are taught these days, I mean, that is a lot of attention to a piece of the puzzle, even if you're talking about World War II, that I go, is it really like necessary?
Talking about propaganda in terms of how it influences the way nations and people behave? Yeah.
Well, propaganda, yeah, I get. You know, you put up some of the actual propaganda, but the iterations of the flag and the development of that, I mean, it's very nuanced. It's a part of history, absolutely. Is it a necessary part of the entire lesson? Understanding what you're saying about propaganda, but I mean, they used the flag and the swastika, but there was a whole lot of other propaganda that was a part of it. And is that necessary in terms of the lesson?
It seems to have worked out fine for most of the preceding decade.
Or did no one ever call him on it?
Why would you call him on it? He's a social science teacher talking about World War II. What water-brained idiot walks into a social science classroom where they are discussing World War II, the influences on that war preceding even World War I, the rise of the Nazi Party, Adolf Hitler, and the establishment of the Third Reich, and goes, well, I don't know if it's necessary to show the kids this. Yes, it's utterly necessary.
But show them it, but then put a whole display, because these are full-size flags that are up on a wall against it. Look, I understand what you're saying, but I'm also like, are you a little over the top here?
While you're talking about Nazism.
It's a whole lot more you can talk about than like eight flags.
There's a whole lot of over the top there to get into. I think that this is the least of many possible ways that you put this in front of the kids. Let's hit news. We'll come back to this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
So I think when you're talking about the vilest regime to have ever existed, when you're talking about the Nazis, couching how you get that information across and how you put that impact on kids in the very frequently misguided and performative sensitivities of 21st century polite society is it's a terrible mistake, and it's a disservice to everybody, period. I think that second guessing a lesson plan to make sure that what you're doing is truly informative and instructive, of course, but second guessing a lesson plan because one student in most of a decade who isn't attending the class and may not know what that flag was up in regards to, why it was being displayed, got a weird feeling when they saw it. This is insane. This teacher absolutely should not have been suspended. This kerfuffle should not have existed. And the fact that it's even being debated is exactly why we have a poll that says that a third of Americans are unsure about why we got involved with World War II.
Well, they know what's up with how we got there if they're going to this teacher's classroom. I'm going to point to the words of Rabbi Matt Friedman. He is the husband of Mary Kelly, part of, I think, the folks that were raising the red flag, if you will, about the display going on. And this was what he said. I do want my daughter to be challenged in her thought. I do want my daughter to learn and understand different viewpoints and ideas. That's not what's happening here. And that's the really crucial element, the rabbi said. We have to make judgment calls of what's appropriate and inappropriate. And this is certainly a situation where it's inappropriate. It's very different to actually have it in the room with the student on display right next to them where they're in a safe place. It did cross the line of being inappropriate and making students feel uncomfortable. Basically, the point
But that's where you lost me. You're talking about safe spaces while trying to plan to discuss Nazi Germany. That right there proves that person's too stupid to have been allowed to breed. There's no safe space. You're talking about the Third Reich.
Well, yeah.
I mean, let's be real for a minute. 6 million people died horribly at the hands of their fellow Germans.
Dude, you think the rabbi knows that? I'm reading what the rabbi said. The rabbi said, have it in there, but you don't need to leave it up.
Sticking a title in front of your name. Look, I can stand here and go reverend, reverend, reverend to people. It doesn't imbue me with some kind of exceptional moral authority. It just means I can sign wedding certificates in California. Okay. This guy is sticking that in front of his name after he raises an objection to something when he's talking about we need to have a safe space. Does your kid wear a helmet when they walk between classes too, brother?
I understand what you're saying about having a very honest conversation about World War II. I don't think the guy should have been put on leave. I think it could have had a conversation about it, been like, you know what? I know that this has been your lesson plan for a while, but maybe we need to rethink this or at least have a discussion. Everybody is adjusting lesson plans as they go. You can change your classroom around. It's not going to kill the teacher to have to make a change or just make an argument for what you're doing. I don't think it should have been yank them out of the classroom and that's it.
I don't think that the teacher has to justify what they're doing. If the administration wants to come in, sit down with the teacher and say, okay, walk us through how you came to the decision to display this. Well, we're going to discuss everything from World War I, the Weimar Republic, all the way up through contemporary German lessons on Nazism in the Third Reich. And so I have this display that shows the evolution of the flags. Because not only are we going to talk about the evolution of the German nation state across this span, but we're also going to talk about the use of Nazi propaganda in establishing its rule. Oh, okay, so there's a perfectly valid reason why you have this up that ties directly into the lesson plan and is going to be relevant for more than 10 minutes. Great. Thanks for your time. Now, parent of child who complained about thing, here's the reason. If you're not comfortable, don't take that class.
So here's my question about it. Does it stay up? And I think that that's what they're pointing to here. And if you want to see the article from ABC 10, you can. It's posted up on our social media. In the context of the lesson, having the display up and then moving on to the next thing. I mean, teachers do this. They change the...
most teachers evolve their classroom.
Right, exactly. So is it that it was up too long? I don't know.
Who's dictating too long?
Well, I don't know. If you moved on past World War II and the stuff is staying up and you've been done teaching about it. I mean, I'm just thinking about like the different classrooms that I've been in. Teachers tend to rotate through things. This is a person who has spent a significant amount of their own money on the displays in this classroom. I think the other piece of this, when we were talking about why now in 2021, I do think that some of this has to do with social media and kids sharing a lot of what's happening in their classrooms that's been on an upswing over the last couple of years. It used to be like you couldn't have your phones in the class, right? Like during breaks and whatnot. Teachers have given up on that. Kids have their phones and their social media open all the time. And so now we are seeing looks into these classrooms and how they're set up.
So now we're going to police whether or not a person who's supposed to be teaching this stuff has these flags up. Is the next step to make sure that we don't have any footage of the Arizona, that we don't show any of the Japanese kamikaze aircraft crashing into ships, because that would be traumatizing.
I think that that's...
I mean, if there's a Japanese kid in class, it's going to make them feel bad, right?
Well, this is happening, I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know if you... This is happening to the Jewish kids in class, I'm guessing, based on the statement from the rabbi and his daughter. I don't know. I don't think.
But this is my problem, is there is an empirical reality that existed. There is a truth of what happened in the world. It is not a pleasant thing. It's one of the fights we're having in this country right now. All of the screaming and yelling about the New York Times and their 1619 project and the number of people who have come along to say, hey, yeah, no, slavery was definitely a part of American history, and it is this really significant, important thing that still has massive effects. But to say that the purpose of America was to enslave people is not correct. We're just starting to come to terms with that stuff here. And the only way we're going to do better here is by talking about the empirical reality of what happened. When we're talking about something that's as relatively current as World War II and the evolution of Hitler's rise to power and the things that happened in that country and the propaganda that they used, sugarcoating it or blunting the edges of it is the greatest disservice that we could do to our students and all of the people who died putting a stop to it.
Well, and I think it's something I'd like to clarify. I'm not talking about cleaning up the history of this by any means. World War II was, I'm one of those ones that would vote on the, yeah, we should have gone, but boy, did a whole bunch of people die and did it change a lot of things. Okay. So I'm not sitting here denying that that was not an important thing. I'm also somebody who has gone every time we went back east, because I was fortunate enough in high school to go through the Holocaust Museum, which is the single most moving experience I had in my youth going through that. If you can't ever get out to it on the East Coast, the Museum of Tolerance here in the United States in LA is worth checking out. I think right now it's especially important. And that's why I'm wondering if it's coming up in 2021, because we've had a rise of anti-Semitism that has happened. Everything from hate crimes in the street to the stuff that happened at the Capitol. But going back to this teacher, did the school need the knee-jerk reaction of pulling him out of the classroom? No, I don't agree with that. Could there be a conversation and talk about it? Yeah. Do we know who put the video up online? Because that's what it looks like. It looks like somebody took some video, somebody went and told somebody or posted up online, and then everybody got crazy and sideways. Kids need to know about the seriousness of it, especially the little dirt bags who like to go around and draw the swastika on things because they think it's funny. You're going to get a rise out of people. They should know what that meant.
Exactly right. And they should understand the offense that it causes, the shock that it causes, the pain that it causes when those symbols are thrown back in people's faces. What happened in Germany in the 30s and 40s wasn't nice, wasn't safe, and it required the Allied forces to put a stop to it. So for one squeamish twit to come riding up on their big white horse, it simply doesn't sit well with me at all. And I don't care what honorific we stick in front of the name. Holy smokes. If this bothers your kid, imagine if everybody was as ignorant as you are, man. This guy calling himself a rabbi, it just blows my mind. We got a bunch of calls coming in on this. We're going to talk to you guys in just a minute. It's Philip and Skip on the Afternoon Drive on KMJ.
If you miss any part of the show, you can get the podcast available at kmjnow.com. That's where you can find podcasts from Broski and Musson, Ray Appleton, Mark Levin, our weekend lineup, and more. That's Philip. I'm Skip. And phone lines have been busy as we're discussing this Sacramento teacher that is placed on leave following complaints of a Nazi flag being displayed as part of a lesson at a high school up in Sacramento. You and I have been going back and forth on this.
Let's see what Samson has to say. Welcome to KMJ, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing? First of all, two comments. One, Nikki Haley is the next president of the United States. Number two, I think we should have allow the teachers to really be honest about our American history and say. Why we were over there fighting, and also who we were fighting against and why. I think teachers should not be jerked out of a class just because they're being honest about the reality of that war. They should explain to the kids who Hitler really was and how bad he was and everything, And they should also be honest about some of the things that we did during that war, like segregate blacks into different platoons or different battalions and everything simply because of color of their skin. We did that. How we would allow the Japanese Americans soldiers to fight and die for us, and we'd have their families here in internment camps. And how we went over a lot of minorities went overseas to fight against Hitler because Hitler was a bad guy and he discriminated and he was against the Jews and everything. Yet a lot of those minorities came back to this country, couldn't even vote. So we should put the warts up there, but be honest about it. Don't stop with just the flag and say this was a bad flag and they did this wrong, they did that wrong. Be honest about it. And I think the kids would respect us more, and that's what a lot of people now are so ticked off about. And I think when you ask a person, especially of my generation, of the 65 and up and everything, was that a war we should have gotten involved in? I think everyone would say 100% yes, we should. Did it change things for you when you went to that war and you saw your buddies die and came close to dying yourself? Did it change things for you in this country when you got back? No. Be honest about it.
Samson, very, very well said. And I think he brings up an important point. When you start talking about especially the Second World War, the more real that you are about it, the more painful it is, the uglier that it gets. Because it's such an easy thing to want to paint this as, over here was America and the Allies, and we were the good guys. And over there was the Axis and the Germans, and they were the bad guys. And we went in and blew up the bad guys, and period, the end, everybody lived happily ever after. And the truth is that the more truth you get into about these wars, the more horrifying and ugly that they are. There's no way to be honestly talk about World War II and not break everybody's heart.
Right, and I'll go back to this. Could the lesson be taught without all the flags on display? Yeah. Is it as poignant? Apparently, for this teacher, the answer is no. And that is the choice to do it, to keep it up. Now, we'll see if that continues forward. There have been folks that have said that it's been up for years. Will it go into the 2021-2022 academic year? Yes, we'll see.
Jeffrey, Darren, I see you guys there. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. Other than Skip on your afternoon drive.